We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The world is mourning the loss of Pope Francis.
Fratelli e sorelle, con profondo dolore.
The Vatican making the announcement that the leader of the 1.3 billion Catholics around the world had passed away at the age of 88. The Pontiff was hospitalized recently for pneumonia. The Vatican later revealed that his condition had worsened and that he was being treated for bilateral pneumonia. The news comes just a day after Pope Francis greeted thousands of faithful lining the streets around the Vatican, blessing kids from the Popemobile, looking frail, but delighting the crowds. The appearance followed the traditional Easter Sunday Mass, the faithful filling St. Peter's Square to hear what would be the Pope's final message and receive one last blessing. Pope Francis appeared at the balcony in a wheelchair, raising his arms towards the audience, the crowd jubilant when he emerged.
Cari fratelli.
His voice almost a whisper as he delivered his remarks before the master of ceremonies delivered the rest of his message. In his final message, the Pope called for peace around the world.
All those unforgettable moments of Pope Francis, the way that he went to a war zone, that he brought refugees back to his own house in Rome, and all those gestures, that's really his legacy, not hammered out in writing in church doctrine, but in the witness that he bore with his own personal example. The question is, personalities come and go. It's doctrine that survives, and what will come next is a question before the church now.
Rest in peace, Pope Francis. Rest in peace, Mr. Pope Francis. I actually adored Pope Francis. Me and 1.4 billion Catholics adored him. But me, for a different reason than most of the 1.4 billion Catholics who adored him, he looked just like Neil Rogers. And for those of you who don't know who Neil Rogers is, you could Google him, just, you know, to have a look, little look-see. But Neil Rogers was my mentor. He was the touchstone. He was the pinnacle of what this forum, this format, this vehicle could be. He was everything to me, and he looked just like Pope Francis. And so when Pope Francis was first, when the white smoke went off, and it was Pope Francis, I looked at him, and I went, oh my God, it's him, because Neil had passed. He had passed away by the time that Pope Francis was, selected and elected by the conclave, which apparently now we have to watch.
I love Neil Rogers, a young 18, 19-year-old Brett. Listening to Neil, that was my introduction to a Spitfire blonde.
Oh, me?
Randy Rhoads, oh. Yes.
They used to call me a bottle blonde. Ellie Brecha wrote the very first article about me in the Miami Herald, and she called me a chain-smoking bottle blonde. That's what she called me. I don't smoke anymore, but hey, you know, the smoking lingers. So listen, I have to say something to you. I really do. This is going to suck for me. For you, it might be great. I don't know. But it's not going to be good for me. So here's the thing. I know I have taken a lot of days off. It's not that I'm unaware of what I do or where I am on any given day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern time. At 3:06, something in me clicks and it says, go, just do that. Get in that lane, get in that zone and talk. Okay. And the news has been so freaking depressing. And so some of you might think that I'm just like over it and I can't. How many days am I going to sit here and do the play-by-play of the destruction of our country? Because it's on, it's happening. There is no way that you could possibly pretend that our country isn't being destroyed bit by bit, piece by piece by this particular psycho freak of a president. Okay. Because it's on. This is going on and you cannot say it's not. You can't delude yourself like so many, you know, people do in this here country. Unless you want to join that cult, you know, and I know, and I don't really want to do the play-by-play of what is going on, the big picture of what is going on. I just said it to you, and everybody knows it, and that's why people are out on the street. Millions of people have protested since this man became president. Millions of people. First, it was the hands-off protests, which were magnificent. And then this weekend, it was the 50-51 protest. And then, you know, everybody smoked pot on Sunday and forgot about it. But I'm here to remind you. So I understand that this is, you know, the kind of thing that could wear a person out after 20 years of predicting it. Now that it's on, now that it's here, now that it's happening, doing the play-by-play of something you spent your entire life warning would happen. When it's happening, it's kind of anticlimactic. I mean, is that what you would call it? I don't know. But that's not what I need to talk to you about, even though it's exhausting. The reason why I've taken a lot of days off is because I have been going to doctors, lots of them. All different tests, all different specialties, all different doctors. And Wednesday, let's put it this way. I've seen doctors and doctors have seen me. How's that? Is that good? No. Well, I don't know specifically what to say. Honestly, I really don't. I will know more next week, but I need a procedure on Thursday that's going to apparently take it out of me. Do you know what I mean? I just need a procedure that's going to take a little while to recover from. And so I don't know what to tell you it is because I don't know. But Thursday is going to be a procedure that is going to take a little while to get over. And so I just thought, rather than charging you for a podcast, some of you have already been, refunded. Some of you are getting messages right now as I speak telling you that the automatic payments, your profile, that if you wanted to continue, you have to manually do it because I don't want to keep charging people for a show that I'm not going to be here to do. I was thinking of going to 3 days a week because of the subject matter. It's exhausting, and that is the truth, and I was trying to do a three-day week. I cannot find anybody to replace me. I have tried a million times. People that I thought would be, really good at it, they're not available. People that I thought would be, people that you knew don't want to do it. They're not available. They don't want to talk about the aftermath of, this. They don't want to talk about Trump. Whatever. So I just left it to the various outlets that we're on to figure out what they want to do, because I have tried for a year, and Brett knows this, and so does some other people that work around me. They know that I've been trying to replace myself for a year now just so that I could go to a three-day work week, because it is so exhausting. And hey, I'm nearly 70 years old. You understand that? I mean, I don't understand that. I look at myself, I go, really? Is that what it's supposed to? I don't know. But I'm just like, I tried. And the three-day-a-week thing, we were going to, do something about cutting the cost to you. It's just, forget it. So as far as I can tell, Wednesday is going to be our very last live show. There will be, the whole archive I'll leave up there for anybody who has a subscription, anything behind a paywall, you will always be able to access it. For the renewals, some of them were automatic. You signed up for that, monthlies and blah, blah, blah. I feel that I can't do that in good faith. And I am a person that's extremely honest, despite what MAGA calls me every day. And so we're trying to fix it on the website. So obviously you can't buy a stinking podcast anymore. But also to stop the automatic payments for people who do it monthly. So that's where we are. As far as where this country is, we can discuss, we could talk about it, but it's not on the upswing. Let's put it this way. It's just not looking great. Now, are people starting to wake up again and not be cowed by being called woke? Maybe. Maybe, because when I said we need to wake up, people on the other side said, oh, that's just woke. I don't know what that ever meant as a pejorative, but you need to wake up, because it's really up to us, just us. And I mean this audience, just us. That's it.